Welcome to my library.
This is Web Genie with an audiobook review for Dragon Page Cover to Cover. This is a review of Seventh Sigma by Stephen Gould, published in hardcover by Tor in July 2011. Amazon Canada has it listed for $18.17. The e-version is available from Kobo for $12.99. I have to admit that I didn't buy Seventh Sigma because of the excerpt called Bugs in the Arroyo that you can find for free on the Tor website. I bought it because of Summer's Love for Stephen Gould's Jumper. I've never read Jumper, but Summer's enthusiasm for Gould is contagious. It was only later that I read on Scalzi's blog that Gould was attempting a version of Rudyard Kipling's Kim, a story I have great fondness for. Well, okay, I can kind of see Kim in this novel, but mostly I see a great story that combines westerns, dystopian futures, alien robots, martial arts movies, and one very cool hero. The kind of hero that if I don't see more of, I will be very disappointed. That's it. My biggest criticism, the novel is too short. And if that laundry list of story ideas isn't making you itch to go out and get your own copy, well, what are you doing following this blog anyway? Our hero, Kimball, was born in a very different American Southwest. 30 years previously, bug-sized metal-eating robots invaded New Mexico and Arizona and changed society there completely. Seventh Sigma traces Kimball's adventures from orphan boy to agent for the territorial government. It also traces the mystery of the robot's origins. What Gould does is to change society by removing one thing, metal, and follows that idea to its logical conclusions. Technology doesn't collapse, but it does change and adapt using ceramics, solar power, and older methods for living in a harsh landscape. Kimball is an appealing hero in spite of his difficult start in life. He's almost too good, but Gould uses Aikido as the reason for Kimball's self-control and discipline. Aikido is also the reason he has awesome ninja skills. These skills help move the story along. I'm planning on reading this book with my son when he's old enough to handle the references to physical abuse and rape. These don't make up the bulk of the story, but they do form important plot points that explain Kimball's actions. So, it's a fun book, moves fast, you're really going to enjoy it. Please, check out Seventh Sigma, recommended to you by Web Genie.